Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief, presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. Happy Earth Day, everyone. Get out and do something nice for our planet. And if you have an Apple Watch, there's a special badge if you do 30 minutes or more of exercise today. Just a quick reminder, in case you are not signed up, our Daily News Recap newsletter is great for news that happens after this drops in the mornings and what happens over the weekend. It's local. It's free. It hits your email inbox at 7 p.m. every night. And I'm going to drop a link right here in the show notes for you. Anyhow, we have a bunch of news to catch up on. So, shall we? Today, in a bid to promote environmental conservation and reduce carbon emissions, the Maryland Department of Transportation's Maryland Transit Administration celebrates Earth Day by offering free rides across all of its transit services. Holly Arnold, the transit administrator, emphasized that the importance of public transportation in combating climate change and encouraged Marylanders to take advantage of this opportunity to decrease their carbon footprint and alleviate road congestion. Ride for free on buses, MARC trains, commuter buses, and the light rail all day today. In Key Bridge news, the Port of Baltimore has opened a third temporary channel for essential commercial vessels. The new channel aims to restore some of the port's operational capacity, which had been significantly impacted, as we all know. It has a depth of 20 feet and clearances allowing a variety of ship sizes, and this initiative marks a crucial step in maintaining the port's functionality as recovery efforts continue, including the removal of significant debris from the Dolly cargo ship. We should also note that they are way ahead of schedule, so good news there. Turning to the skies, and if you didn't get enough of the eclipse a couple weeks ago, some are suggesting that Maryland residents can expect the return of the Lyrid meteor showers, which began peaking last night and will continue tonight. Despite the nearly full moon, which may obscure some of the dimmer meteors, enthusiasts still can hope for a shot. Your best bet in the area is Kent Island. I'd recommend Terrapin Park, probably around midnight. And they do say to allow your eyes about 30 minutes to adjust to the darkness. And fun fact, in all my life, I have never seen a meteor. I'm not convinced they even exist. In some culture news, the Anne Arundel County Public Schools is currently exhibiting Belonging over at Maryland Hall. This exhibition showcases the works of over 60 graduating high school seniors, highlighting their artistic achievements across various mediums. It is open to the public and free of charge until May 15th. The exhibit celebrates the dedication and creativity of these young artists, providing a platform for their diverse talents and artistic expressions. Hopefully you caught our canines in Crosstrex on Friday with Benny, a personality plus poodle mix pup. He is cute, and I tell you, he will not be in the shelter long at all, so if you are looking to adopt, do it soon. Hopefully you do have some room in your heart for him. If you missed it, go back and have a listen and make sure you check out those cute pictures we posted up on Friday. On Saturday, we spoke with Mickey Love, who is the executive director of what is no longer a hidden gem in Anne Arundel County, the historic London Town and Gardens. Listen to that podcast, but better still, go visit or attend their London Town in Bloom event on May 10th. All right, that's a wrap. Thank you, first and foremost, and also a quick thank you to our sponsors for the Daily News Brief, Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. Ann Covington is here with her Monday Money Report, and of course, George Young from DCMDVA Weather is here with the only locally forecasted weather report you'll find. All that's coming up for you in just a bit, so hang around.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity meeting demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Monday, April 22nd. Not a bad weekend on the whole for the Annapolis region, despite being a bit cool at times. And that'll be the overall theme for the week ahead into the weekend, before temperatures warm up nicely on Sunday. Look for mostly sunny skies today through Friday, with temperatures near average today through Wednesday, with highs in the upper 60s to maybe lower 70s in spots, with a small chance of a few showers Tuesday night and Wednesday morning as a cold front moves through from the west, with highs Thursday behind the front, then only around 60 degrees, followed by mid to upper 60s, 4 p.m. highs Friday. As for the weekend, temps will be 65 to 70 degrees Saturday, 4 p.m. highs with a chance of a few showers, with a big warm-up into the 70s or lower 80s possible for all of Anne Arundel County on Sunday. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service, and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. You work hard for your money. Is your money working hard for you? Managing and investing it can be confusing. Ann Covington, a financial planner from Covington Alsina, has been helping people make sense of it for nearly 20 years. Are you ready? Now, here's your Monday Money Report.
This is Ann Covington of Covington Alsina with your Monday Money Report. Last week, the market continued its downward trend. On Friday, the S&P 500 closed below 5,000 for the first time since February. Looking ahead this week, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, which is the Federal Reserve Bank's preferred measure of inflation, as well as economic growth numbers will be released, and quarterly earnings reports from several big tech companies will be announced. Aside from earnings reports, it's also graduation season, and this is a great time for new grads to sit down with your advisor or a financial planner to make sure they're getting off on the right foot. The first thing they need to do is develop a budget. This will help them determine how much they can afford to spend on rent or car payment. Once those two big numbers are penciled in, we can look at groceries, utilities, and other necessities. After that comes all of the luxuries of life, streaming services, going out, clothing, etc. They need to dive into their workplace benefits as well. While many young people choose to stay on their parents' insurance until 26, if their workplace offers a high deductible health plan, they may want to consider enrolling in that simply so that they can get a head start on funding a health savings account. Beyond that, they want to make sure they're enrolling in their 401k, at least up to their employer's match. An easy set-it-and-forget-it option for the investments in that 401k is to choose a target date plan for the year that would be closest to them turning 65. Alternatively, being young, they may choose to be more aggressive and select a 100% stock portfolio. The biggest risk is being too conservative, given that these are retirement dollars and they have time on their side. If their employee offers disability insurance. They should absolutely enroll in that. There is an option to pay the income tax on the premiums for disability insurance. They should do that as well. Paying for your disability premiums with after-tax dollars means that if you need to claim disability benefits, those benefits come to you free of tax. For cancer or critical illness policies, along with hospital indemnity plans, we don't always see the bang for the buck with these, unless there's a family history of cancer or other issues that would make these coverages more important. If their employer offers an employee stock purchase plan, or ESPP, and they can afford it, they should consider enrolling. An employer stock purchase plan normally runs in 6-month increments. You sign up, and a percentage of your pay is taken out every paycheck. At the end of the 6-month period, it is used to purchase company stock, typically at a discount from the lower price of the start or end of the 6-month period. Stock in these plans needs to be held for at least 2 years to receive long-term capital gains treatment, but it's still a tremendous value. Finally, if they don't already have one, they should draft a power of attorney and a medical power of attorney or advanced medical directive. Your action item is new. Please send us an email at info@covingtonalsina.com with your questions. It can be a personal issue or it could be a general finance question. Again, that's info@covingtonalsina.com. Be sure to check out our website and our Facebook page for more information and to register for our upcoming educational events. Covington Alsina is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only, not to make an offer, solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And if you don't have a financial advisor, come talk to us. This is Ann Covington with Covington Alsina.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
You've been listening to the Ion Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.